greatest piano virtuoso of his time. And if he were living today, many historians believe that he'd probably be one of the best pianists of our time as well. He composed many works of sacred music, and his writings declare his belief that music's true purpose is to praise God. But he led a life filled with many contradictions. On the one hand, he was a fervent Christian. He even entered the priesthood when he was in his late 50s. But on the other hand, he was a womanizer who had many affairs and fathered many illegitimate children. He showed no outward signs of guilt or embarrassment over these affairs. Notice I said outward. He was, however, aware of the inconsistencies in his life, and this caused him great depression and turmoil. In 1865, when he was 54, he entered the Third Order of St. Francis of Assisi in Rome, and he considered his ordination to be one of the most important events in his life. The Benediction of God in the Solitude is prefaced by a poem, and before I play this piece, I'd like to read the poem. The words are haunting because I feel that they parallel the spiritual struggles in Liszt's own life. Whence comes, O God, this peace which floods over me? Whence comes this faith with which my heart overflows? To me, who not long ago, uncertain, restless, and tossed on waves of doubt by every wind, I sought the true, the good, and the dreams of worldly sages, and peace in hearts resounding with tempests. Scarcely have a few days brushed past my brow, and it seems like a century and a world have passed away, and that separated from them by an immense abyss, a new man is reborn and begins again within me. As I play, I hope you'll think about the fact that even though Liszt often ventured away from God through his lifestyle choices, God was nevertheless always faithful to Liszt.